It's with Grimes, who left foots that long again, looking for Bailey Clements. Good take from Clements. He's in the box. He's played it into the centre, and it's rolled in, and Chesterfield have taken the lead over on the far side. Just trying to figure out who it is who was
Jacobs
that
in.
Far post. Jacobs, I think, but that was lovely play on the left-hand side from Bailey Clements that brought all of that about. It's 29th minute, and it is Barnet 0, Chesterfield 1.
Yeah, and finally for Chesterfield, it's the long ball down the channel works for the Spirites, isn't it? And Bailey Clements, great run, great takedown on his chest as well, gets in front of the fullback, and a lovely ball across to the back post. They were queuing up for it, Chesterfield shirts. Quigley was in there. He left it for Jacobs, who was a... Well, he had a tapping, didn't he, on the back post there on the edge of the six-yard box. A comfortable finish for Michael Jacobs and a great, great goal for Chesterfield and a lead. Let's hope this time they can hold on to it.
Naylor down the far side. He's done really well. He's on the byline. He's got a great opportunity here. Played it towards Jones and it's gone in. The ball has gone in. And was it just the ball straight in from Naylor at that point in time? He did all of the work himself. Flicked it across the box, and I thought Mike Jones was going to get in there at the far post, but before Jonesy could get there, the ball went in. Did it take a deflection? Was it straight in from Naylor? Doesn't matter, because it's Barnet 0, Chesterfield 2, yeah, with 11 minutes of normal time remaining.
Not a clue who got the final touch, Phil. I'll be honest with you, it happened very, very quickly indeed. Mark White just leaving the game in front of us, and Andy Woodman. They've definitely seen enough, so we'll see Mr. White at the weekend. But back to the action. Tom Naylor bursting down the left-hand side, not really picked up by a Barnet man. He was just left to cut inside, wasn't he? And he got to the byline. He had options, chipped the ball into the six-yard box. The supporters chanting Naylor's name, so it must have taken a final touch, maybe off a Barnet defender. But Naylor will certainly take the plaudits. It's fantastic work from the Chesterfield midfielder. And it's put Spirites with that little bit of a comfort zone now.
It's with Senior.
The seven are up now, according to the scoreboard.
Yep, they are. And there goes the final whistle. Chesterfield have beaten the team in second place by 2-0. And that is their 12th away win in the National League this season, which is another equal club record, going back to 94-95. So it's only the second time in history Chesterfield have won a 12th away match. And there's still plenty more to come to try and get a 13th and more as well. It's against the team in second place. A goal in each half. Jacobs on 29 after brilliant work from Clements. Grigg on 79 after brilliant work from Naylor. Well, there were plenty of doubters after 2 points from three games, and lots of people sort of weeping and wailing a bit, Josh. You included a bit. And Chesterfield have done the best possible thing of beating their nearest rivals on their nearest rivals' own grass by 2-0.
Yeah, and it's a performance where Chesterfield have really had to dig in today. They've had to dig deep defensively at times. Barnet putting them under pressure, putting crosses into the box, not letting Chesterfield see much of the ball at all, especially in that second half up until the goal. And Chesterfield, they had to stay solid, they had to defend well today. Questions coming into this game were being asked of that defence, but they've been answered today. Fantastic performance, a deserved clean sheet in the end for the way they defended. And it was just, as you say, Phil, those bits of individual brilliance, first from Bailey Clements, second from Tom Naylor, to set up the two goals which have led the Spirites to victory today. But it wasn't all plain sailing, was it, for Chesterfield? But they've done their job so, so well. They've done the basics well, they've soaked up the pressure, took the chances when they've come to them, and we'll all be going up the motorway on this cold Tuesday night. Very, very happy Spirites.
Well, Woking have turned it around. They've scored against Gateshead to make it 3-2. So Gateshead in the chase. Look like they're going to lose. Solihull 1-0 down to Kidderminster Harriers. Look like they're going to lose. Barnet have lost. Chesterfield have won, 23 points clear of Bromley and Barnet. And that means that the most Bromley and Barnet can get is 95 points, and Chesterfield are on 85 as Naylor does the fist pumping towards the crowd, including the 756 travelling Spirites here. And Kurt's there doing a little bit of filming that you'll be able to see on the YouTube channel. And coming up next, we'll be talking about the game, getting first reaction from the changing room in after the whistle. But Josh, that is just the way to bounce back. I'm not going to say from adversity, because I never thought it was adversity, but from a little bit of a dip.
Yep, I agree with that. It was, questions were being asked, weren't they? Again, three games without winning. People saying Chesterfield are having a blip, having a wobble. I think everyone knew that Chesterfield were too far ahead, perhaps, to be caught in terms of their position at the top of the league, but still people were wondering if they were just sort of stumbling over the line. But today they've come to Barnet, second in the league, away from home, you know, a really, really tough fixture on paper, and they passed through it with flying colours. Yes, they've had some defending, we knew they'd have some defending to do today, but they did it so well. And then going forward, the few chances that they did create, because Barnet were really doing well to stifle them. Chesterfield, as I say, didn't see much of that ball, but when the chances came, they took them, and that's been the difference. That bit of quality that Chesterfield have over the other sides in this league, it shows again.
And it was a quality at the back, wasn't it? Because Joe Quigley, Ollie Banks never really got going to their full potential, did they? Dobra had a good game, Jacobs had a good game, Naylor had a good game, Jones had a quiet but effective game, didn't
assured.
He? But it was the defence that kept Chesterfield in possession for most of the game.
It was Chesterfield's defence and the back line, as I say, Tyra coming and claiming those crosses, Palmer and Grimes heading everything that came their way, making sure that very, very little got in behind them over the top. And that was the difference, wasn't it, on the day, really. Chesterfield's defence holding firm, being solid, doing their defensive job, doing the basics well, and they certainly got back to that today. And Bailey Clements as well certainly contributed plenty in an attacking sense. In that second half, you say he went a bit quiet, but
That's because the ball didn't go down his channel, really, wasn't it?
I don't mind that. It was keeping the winger quiet. It was stopping the flow of crosses into the box.
Yeah, when you think of the long throws from Cropper in the second half, they were all on the left-hand side because they were getting no change down the right.
That's right. And Barnet were restricted in that second half. I mean, there were balls coming in, but every time they put a cross in, there was a Chesterfield player there. And, as you say, a lot of the few openings that they did create were probably from long throws into the box. So Chesterfield, as a defensive performance today, absolutely perfect. Work to do in terms of on the ball and maybe going forward, creating a bit more, keeping hold of the ball. But Chesterfield overall, I'd say full credit for the win today.
You'll be hearing after the whistle right next here on 1866 Sport, but here at the Hive it has ended. Second place Barnet 0, leaders Chesterfield 2.
1866 Sport. With unrivalled full match commentary for every Spirites home and away game.
Job done. Michael Jacobs, 29 minutes. Will Grigg, 79 minutes. Chesterfield, 23 points clear. Top of the league, 35 played, 85 points. Bromley have moved up into second without playing. Played 35, same as Chesterfield, 62. Goal difference of 17. That's 25 worse than Chesterfield. Barnet down into third. Same games played, 35, 62. The most Bromley and Barnet can get is 95 points. Chesterfield on 85 points, so 11 will guarantee it. That's less than four wins. And, of course, well, the goal difference is worth a point as well, isn't it, really? But 11 points will do it, come what may. Solihull are in fourth position. Have they lost? Yes, they have lost at home. So they're still in fourth place, and they've got 57 points. Gateshead, with a game in hand on all the teams above them, have got 56, but they're out of the equation, aren't they now? Oldham moved up into sixth, 56. Aldershot dropped to seventh without playing, 54. Then Halifax and Altrincham, 53 and 52, respectively, at the bottom. Oxford, 28. Dorking, who host Chesterfield on Saturday, not played tonight, they're 38. Woking, who've won tonight, 38. Kidderminster, 39. Then above the line, York, Fylde, Wilson, all on 39. So Dorking on Saturday are going to be really up for it. We're looking forward to that game shortly here on After the Whistle with me, Phil Tooley, and Josh Marsh. But, you know, there's performances and performances, aren't they? This was a performance that was all about hard work, making sure you didn't give anything to a very, very good opposition.
Yep, it was about being solid as a unit. It was about defending. It was about digging in at times and working together as a team to just keep that ball away from your goal. And Chesterfield, you know, they did that so well in that second half. It was a top defensive display, a classic away performance, if you will, ground out. But as soon as that second goal went in, you just felt that, you know, they've got the cushion now. They let a couple of sloppy goals in, didn't they, at the weekend? But you just really felt that they weren't going to let it go this time.
No, that the defence as a unit looked terrific. Shackelford did really, really well on the right. Clements on the on the left. They blocked plenty of crosses in. Conceded a fair few corners, but that's sometimes a function of blocking crosses, isn't it? But Harry Tyre, when the crosses did successfully get in, was faultless.
Yep, superb goalkeeping display, wasn't it, from Tyre? And to be fair, last few weeks, I mean, yeah, Chesterfield before tonight, they'd been on that little blip, if you will, that three games without the win, but you couldn't really blame Tyre for any of that. I thought he'd been pretty much faultless over all of those games, really. So, yeah, again, another top performance from the Spirites goalkeeper, and he's been a very, very important part of this team this season. He's been brilliant for Chesterfield. They say never fall in love with a lone player, don't they? But I think there'll be a lot of Spirites who have already been quite smitten, hook, line and sinker for Harry Tyre. And, well, let's just hope that somehow Everton give us an extension for next season.
Well, of course, if Chesterfield go up, when Chesterfield go up, if they want him to play in a high level, who better to play in a high level with than Chesterfield?
Exactly. It's a step up for him, isn't it? I think, fingers crossed now, we know it's pretty much done and dusted in terms of the league, don't we? And
I'm amazed you're admitting that, Josh.
Yeah, I know. Usually I'm there just waiting to say no. It's not over until the maths happens. But no, being realistic now, I think 23 points, the games are running out. I think from a Spirites point of view, it's all looking rosy now, isn't it, at the top? And let's hope that Everton, you know, they say, well, let's give Tyre a League Two test. That'd certainly be a good outcome for all parties, I think.
Danny Webb is just joining us over to our left-hand side. Well, Danny, after there were people talking about defences, that was as perfect a defensive performance from the unit as well as those in front of the unit.
Not a bad wobble, is it? So, no, it's not. Listen, you don't suddenly become a bad team defensively after three games when you play 30 or before that. We knew that. Obviously, there's always going to be a bit of noise if the runaway leaders drop a few points and concede a few goals. And, yeah, that, as I said to you the other day, Phil, we're disappointed to concede 8 goals in 3 games. Mm. That's not what we're about. But at the same time, over the course of the season, we've been excellent. And to keep that clean sheet and defend our box, those long throws, and played like real men tonight, was excellent. Well, with some good quality in between that, you know, Barnett are brutal at times. They put it down, they're physical, and they're second in the league. So they're a good team. But tonight, the best team won.
And you know, they started off playing long in the first half, Barnett. Chesterfield did a little bit of that themselves. Was the thinking behind that, or is that just how the match panned out?
Yeah, it was different types of ways we wanted to set up today. Triggers we wanted to do here and there. I mean, both goals come from Grimes hitting a longer ball. So, you know, there is a time and a place for a longer ball. I think people get obsessed with short passes and playing out from the back, and I think that's been the secret of our success so far this season, is the balance between the two. You know, we can defend our box, we can kick it long if we have to, and then we can play some real silky stuff, and we've got dribblers, we've got a bit of everything, and that's why we're so many points clear. So really good today to bounce back from disappointed. I mean, my feelings were, I was most disappointed with Saturday against Rochdale because we were 2-0 up at home. And so to bounce back from that, of a clean sheet at our nearest rivals in terms of the league table, was a credit to the players.
And whilst we might have Jacobs and Grigg on the score sheet, the goals were all about Clements and Naylor, weren't they?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought Bailey was excellent today. Left back, played like a seasoned pro, you know, still only a young lad. And some of the things he did, he cleared one off the line, near the line with his head, and got a boot in the face for his troubles early on. And things like that, if you don't do that, you find yourself 3-0 down, I think. Last year had a real tough time, didn't we? We got 2-0 down at half time, and it could have been more. We got a little bit bullied, so the thinking this time round was, don't you dare get bullied, and the boys certainly didn't do that.
But it was a different challenge this time, because O'Donker and Stead up front are both like lightning.
Yeah, they run and run, and to be fair, they work on that long ball in behind, and they did it a lot, but it just spun and stayed in. So then Grimes has got a decision to make in Palms. Do they try and do something clever, or do they kick it out? And more times than not, they made the right decision. But if it's a throw, then you've got to defend your box with a long throw. So they really do try and grind you down, you know. It's really, really credit to them how they play and the weapons they use at their disposal, i.e. Cropper's long throw. But we dealt with it really well. We dealt with that really well. We dealt with their other attacks really well. And I thought defended as a team brilliantly. And just so pleased for them to get a clean sheet.
Barnett got quite a few corners, and that was a function really of blocking crosses, which is a defender's duty. But when they did get in the box, Tyra was faultless.
Yeah, so I think it was one he took from a corner which looked about 4 metres above his head, and he somehow come and got it, you know. And you know, that's why That's why he's so highly thought of at Everton, and he's been excellent for us this season. And I've always said, if he doesn't play, you've got Ryan Boot, who's a fantastic goalie as well. So we're very lucky in that department, and it's nice for him to get a clean sheet, because people often look at the goalie when you can see maybe four at Bromley and they forget about the two wonderful saves he made. So it's nice for him as a goalkeeper to get that clean sheet tonight.
Yeah, we always come up with a little bit of a record for you. That's a 12th away win. That's equal the all-time record of away wins, and there's still a few to go. So 94-95 promotion season, 12 away wins, and that's 12th.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I mean, I look at the points clear.
Yeah.
And it's 23, you know, and that's fantastic, really, because with 11 games to go, you know, if you look at the mass teams, the nearest team would have to win 8 out of those 11 without us getting a point. So we're in a really good position, but like I said, the race ain't run until that point, means we can't be caught. But more nights like tonight will help us on our quest.
Yeah, Barnet and Bromley now can only get 95 points, and Chesterfield on 85, and their goal difference is 25 better than the next best.
So we're in a good position. That's another point, the goal difference, and they've got to play each other, remember. So listen, we're in a good position. You know, I'm not going to... People aren't stupid listening to this. We were in a good position. Let's get it right. Until it's mathematical, until we've got that trophy in our hands, believe us, in that dressing room led by the gaffer, no one's getting carried away at all.
Mark White was here. He'll no game for Dorking this week, who hosts Chesterfield on Saturday. Thick end of 1,000 tickets already sold for that match. They'll be battling for their lives. They're on plastic. Not going to be straightforward, is it?
Not at all. Mark's got to know him well this year. He's a really, really good bloke. You know, I think you have to see past all the YouTube channels and all that. He's a good football man who knows how to set a team up. You know, I think he's more than just a larger-than-life character.
Well, he must be to do what he's done.
Exactly. You don't get that many promotions by just being a nice bloke, you know. Yeah. So, it's a shame really they're down there, because he's one of the good guys. I'd like to see him up in mid-table when they can have a nice season in the season. But I'm sure he'll understand that we won't go there with any niceness until the game's finished. And he certainly won't be welcoming us with open arms until the game's finished.
And Paul Cook's always said, ever since I've known him, ever since the first time I ever talked to him, he's always said every match only has 3 points. There's no such thing as a six-pointer. But from a fan's point of view, this is a six-pointer, and it's the right way it's gone.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So I can't believe how many fans we brought down here, but we always do, don't we? So
yeah, it was, if you've not seen the number, it was 756.
Was it? Well, what was the total crowd?
2,393.
So nearly half the crowd. So no, credit to them. And you know, they know that we're in a really good place at the minute. And for them and the town, we're all trying our hardest to give them the promotion they so desperately want.
And good to see James Berry back as well. Was he fit enough to have started?
I think your hamstrings are always a risky one, but he would have been fit to start, i.e. if you're on the bench, you're fit. Yeah. I mean, it's just whether sometimes you've gone a few weeks without training. And
Maybe might have
your
just
lungs
done 60
might
minutes
be a bit tougher. Yeah, so we got him back... Getting about flowing, Ryan Coldclough, hopefully. I think he would have been all right for Dorking, but the Astro with that ankle is certainly not a good idea. So he's nearly there as well, which is great.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Danny Webb, the Chesterfield assistant manager. Josh, what are people saying? I would imagine they're relatively happy with life.
Oh, yes, definitely. Richard Beresford says, a great win after our recent form. The result and the commentary has made the night shift a bit easier. Tim Starbuck uses one word, masterclass. Iceman56 says, prediction on the stream, totally wrong. It was good. Prediction on the game, correct. Much better. Palmer, Naylor, Jones, Tyra, Dobra. Got to love them. Carl Goucher says, everyone could stop moaning now. Still not at our brilliant best, in my opinion, but a professional performance. And we might just be able to hear from a former Spyrite as well here.
Yeah, we've got hashtag United's very own Nathan Smith. Well, it's normally Bromley we see you, but not too far away from home. What did you make of Chesterfield's performance tonight, Nate?
Yeah, no, good result overall. Obviously, in the first half was a bit slow and whatnot, but I think as the game warmed in, you know, the boys got the result that they wanted and they needed.
23 points clear. It's just dream world stuff, isn't it, that?
It really is literally like a dream world. It feels like, you know, you're playing a FIFA game.
Yes.
Looking at the league table and you're seeing that amount of points. It doesn't even seem real, but it feels brilliant.
And you'll have no doubt been looking at Bailey Clements at left back, your position. What great work he did for that first goal.
Yeah, no, not even just that work there. I feel like even in the first half towards the end where, you know, a deep cross is coming and he's, you know, he was just inside his attacker and stopped a potential chance happening. So I feel like there was other key moments apart from that, which he done, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. So, yeah.
Good to see you, Nath. We'll catch up with you, I'm sure, before too long. Josh, bidding farewell. He'll be doing his normal... his normal selfie with Big Phil.
Love it.
Cheers, bud.
All the best, mate.
And right, we've still got plenty more comments, I think, on social media, Josh.
Yeah, just going back to Carl, who says we could play the youth team for the rest of the season and still win the league. Game over, he writes in capital letters. Jeff Mitchell says this was a fabulous, gritty away performance.
Gritty's a good word.
Yeah, after three iffy results, that achieved our only objective. Three more wonderful points. Very well done, Spyrites. Richard Lilly says, fantastic result and performance from the lads to silence the doubters. Special mention to Palmer, Clements and Jones. Massive 3 points. RJC says, fantastic result. Another 3 points closer. Tony says, Football League, we are on our way. Enjoy every moment of these last few league games, Chesterfield fans. Seasons this good are once in a lifetime. National League champions. 23-24, it's done, he says. Chili Dog says, fantastic result away at second place. Digging deep, scoring two, a clean sheet. What's not to like? This is the stuff of champions. That'll quieten the doubters. Well done, brilliant, Spyrites. Thanks for the superb commentary and safe journey back up the M1 with those 3 points. Patricia Walker says, yes, oh yes, God really is a Spyrite. Powered by Bowie says, that's how to silence the critics, clean sheet and a win away from home. Yogi Oldfield.
By the way, powered by Bowie, if you see Nathan Smith's little selfie with us on, just look at my hat. Just look at my hat. What's it say on it?
It says Bowie or Bowie. Is it Bowie or Bowie?
Definitely Bowie.
Bowie, but you're the super fan.
It is Bowie, but technically he chose his name after the frontiersman, Jim Bowie, who technically was called Jim Bowie. So really it ought to be Bowie, but it's definitely Bowie. He called himself Bowie.
Definitely. Well, we'll try and get back to the football, as much as I'd love to talk about music heritage all night, Phil. Yogi Oldfield says, controlled, comfortable win. 3 massive points in the bag. Recover and go again Saturday. 4 more wins. Just going up another scroll. Rob Cowlishaw says, great performance, back to basics, solid at the back, and 4-1-4-1 in the bin, he says. John Rimmington says, hopefully the doom mongers can chill out a bit now. Good to see Berry back on the pitch. Horton looked pretty solid out there tonight too. I'm guessing that's a joke alluding to Bailey Clements' solid performance. Mark Jones says, a great win, well deserved. Man of the match for me was Shackleford. We stifled Barnett tonight. Sharon,
that back four unit as a whole, yeah, I think that's as good as we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, it was a top defensive display, wasn't it, from the Spyrites. I think most assured against a team who score a lot of goals, especially on the home ground. We know that Barnett are a real attacking threat, and they threw the kitchen sink at Chesterfield today, and Chesterfield were just so solid, defended as a unit. Yeah, it was ground out. It wasn't pretty football from the Spyrites at times. They really had to dig in and do a lot of work off the ball, but by Lord, they did it fantastically, didn't they?
Oh, they're so solid crew. Oh, we're back to music again.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dear. Sharon says, 100 goals in all comps, question mark.
Oh, right. Okay, good stat.
Could be a good stat there from Sharon for you. Phil, Gina Garrett's just a few round of applause emojis. David Coupland says, magnificent performance, great professional win. Time for this. And he's put the meme of a countdown board with the letters on the TV show Countdown, and it says E-I-E-I-O.
Well, we can't go up the table much more because we're at the top.
Yeah. A few too many vowels in that. I think you need a few more consonants, David. Trev Thompson says, agreed. Been one to criticise, I think, Shackleford recently, says, but he snuffed out things at the back and covered any issues in the box too. So that's just on Twitter. There'll be plenty more to come on Facebook, I'm sure, Phil, if you want me to keep going.
Well, I'll just give a rundown of the scores in the National League and we'll get some more reaction momentarily. Eastleigh 1, Oldham 2, Rochdale 3, Wilston 0, Solihull 0, Kidderminster 1, Southend 2, Altrincham 1, Woking 3, Gateshead 2. Roll up to the FA Cup. Bournemouth 0, Leicester 1. Extra time being played. Blackburn Newcastle 1-1 after 90. Luton 2, Man City 6. There you go. And scrolling down to League One, Burton 0, Carlisle 1, Derby 1, Charlton 2, Orient 1, Blackpool 0, Lincoln 3, Shrewsbury 0, Port Vale 2, Fleetwood 2, Wickham 2, Cheltenham 0, Stevenage 1, Cambridge 0, Wigan 1, Bolton 0, confirmed as a result. Bolton just wobbling a little bit of late, haven't they? League 2, Forest Green right down at the bottom, 1, Wrexham 1, Harrogate 1, Newport 4, Notts County 3, Sutton 4, so Sutton down in the bottom two as well, winning away at Notts County, who've gone into the bottom half of the table, haven't they? Salford 1, Colchester 1, Swindon 3, Tranmere 1, Walsall 2, Accrington 1. I'll just have a quick look at the League 2 table.
because Sutton are on 26 at the bottom, Forest Green 27, then Grimsby, although they've got a couple of games in hand, are on 33rd bottom, Colchester 32, so they've been dragged into it. Then there's a big gap to 39 and Doncaster, so it's Sutton and Forest in the bottom, and Grimsby and Colchester being dragged in. At the top, Mansfield lead, Stockport second, Crewe third, Wrexham fourth. And look, let's see who's likely to be coming down from League One as well. Carlisle, 13 points of safety, they're doomed. Fleetwood are 8 points from safety. Port Vale are 4 points from safety. Cheltenham, 3 points from safety. And just above the dotted line, they've played a couple more games than everybody else, but you don't win all your games in hand at the bottom, do you? Reading, 36 points. Charlton, 37. Shrewsbury and Burton and Cambridge all on 38. So there's plenty of teams in danger of coming down into League Two, where we all expect Chesterfield to be next season.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be pretty interesting, isn't it, in League Two as well. But I think it's now we're not looking too much at the teams coming down from League Two into the National League, because I think we're all feeling a lot more safe now by saying we're probably not going to play the two teams that come down. So it's looking at the teams who you think are going to stay up and to see who Chesterfield will be facing next season. But as well, you're looking at the top, who's going to go up from League Two. And of course, you see our rivals from Mansfield, top of the table. We'd all love a big local derby against them, but they seem to be doing very, very well and flying high in League Two at the minute. So it's looking less and less likely we're going to get that big local derby.
It certainly is. Well, let's throw forward to Dorking. They've really been struggling at home this season. They've lost 11 games at home, the most defeats for any team in our section at home, and I think it's something like 6 out of the last 7 home games have all been lost. But they do play on a plastic pitch and they are fighting for their lives, so you can't take anything for granted.
Yeah, I think Dorking Wanderers only know one way, don't they, and that is to attack and throw everything at you and get in your face and just turn it into a real battle, a pressing battle, and they'll try and win that battle. No doubt about that. It's not a game that Chesterfield can take for granted. It's on a tricky surface, a plastic pitch. Yes, they've not had great home form, but you know, if Dorking turn up, they'll give anyone a game. Doesn't matter about the league position. You can see how bunched up it is down there at the bottom. I'm sure Dorking Wanderers have every intention of getting themselves out of it. And I think Paul Cook will be ready in his men for a real battle on that AstroTurf pitch.
Well, Mark White went berserk when they lost at home to Absolute 4-1 last week, didn't he? He substituted a couple of people at half-time when they were only 2-1 down, included Hayden Hollis, the former Chesterfield player. He was replaced by another former Chesterfield player, Joe Cook, and there's another Chesterfield player that played all 90 minutes in Charlie Carter. So there's plenty of people that we know what they're all about in that. They had their captain and main defender sent off with two yellow cards as well. So it's really a poor time. And I would think from Chesterfield's point of view, even though they will be battling, it's a good time to play Dorking.
Yeah, but like you say, they've got some decent players in there. We know what Charlie Carter can bring to the table, don't we? We saw that when he was in a Chesterfield shirt. Unfortunately, his time here hampered with injury. But yeah, we know all about Charlie Carter. We know all about, you know, Dorking's play. They've had a few players that have been there for a long time. Your Bobby Joe Taylors, your Jason Pryors of the world, who were legends at that club. And Jason Pryor, of course, one of the players scoring against Chesterfield in the season opener, wasn't he? So, yeah, Spyrites will have to be aware of their threats. You never quite know what side they're going to put out Dorking as well. He does change it up, Mark White, doesn't he? He adapts.
Does he change as much as Paul Cook?
Well,
only 5 changes tonight.
Yeah, but he likes to adapt to the opposition, doesn't he? I think as a manager, Mark White, and try and nullify the threats of the opposing team, but he also looks at which of his squad can do the damage as well. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough ground out game, I'm sure, and they'll not make it easy for Chesterfield. They'll try and battle, but it could go either way, couldn't it? It could be one of those games where it's a really frustrating day for Chesterfield, and Dorking stifle them and don't let them play that passing football, or it could be one of those where Chesterfield get an early goal, Dorking try and throw the kitchen sink at it, and then all of a sudden it turns into basketball. That's what happened, of course, in the season opener at the SMH Group Stadium. That was basketball, as we like to call it. It was just so end-to-end, so unpredictable. Fortunately, Chesterfield, just on the right side of the result, helped by a red card to former Spirite Joe Cook on the day, wasn't it? But also, you know, that late winner from Joe Quigley heading the ball in as well. So, yeah, I'm sure Paul Cook and his team will know that Dorking are going to be ready for a real battle down at Meadowbank.
And Barnet, they have a long journey to Hartlepool on Saturday, Bromley at home to Halifax. You could see any result in almost any of those. Halifax are one of the most difficult teams to call in how they're going to do things. But Hartlepool, they're battling away for every point they can get. It's not going to be easy for Barnet there, is it?
No, and we know anyone can beat anyone in this division, don't we? Hartlepool, of course, went on a bit of a poor run, didn't they? They seemed to drop in the table, but then they had a bit of a change of manager. Is it Kevin Phillips in there now, mm-hmm. up at Hartlepool? And he seems to have turned their fortunes around. They started to hit some form again, and Barnet will know that.
They're 7 points off the playoff, which we've only got 10 games left, but they'll look at that and think, well, we need to go out and win.
Yeah, if they can string a few more results together, it makes it possible for them, doesn't it? And, you know, Hartlepool, they've got good experience, haven't they, in their team as well. You know, they've got Manny Dees-Rouvray up front, and he's always a handful. So, yeah, I'd expect from a Chesterfield point of view, it'll be a, you know, they'll be looking at Barnet and... Well, I don't think they'll be looking too much at Barnet and Bromley now, to be fair, in terms of their results. They'll be looking at their own. But, yeah, it's interesting to see how the league table's going to shape up, because I think below Chesterfield, it's still very, very unpredictable, isn't it?
Yep, we've got Michael Jacobs coming up to have a word with us, just working out the geography where he needs to come and stand. So, well, Michael, congratulations on the goal. But I bet you went across and said thank you to Bailey Clements, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great ball. Obviously, it was a great bit of play, to be fair. Great ball over to him, and he's obviously just squared it. I thought he played really well, and yeah, it was great to score, and then obviously to get one at the end just to sort of cap it all off, and they've got a really good performance overall.
And, you know, Barnet have got plenty of positive things in their team. They're strong, they've got pace and everything. It was about patience tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I think as well, it was a bit of a sort of back to basics sort of performance. After sort of not winning for a couple of games, we sort of went back to basics and defended our box really well, and obviously the clean sheet as well was massive for us. But yeah, I think it was one of them performances where we went back to basics, did the basics well, and come out of a clean sheet and a win, which was fantastic.
And so when it came at, what were you, 5 yards out or something along those lines, what thoughts were going through your minds at that moment?
Well, I thought, if I miss this, we've got a real problem. It was a great ball, and yeah, it was a great ball. Just took the keeper and defender out of play, and it just left me with a tap in. So yeah, it was nice to score, and I think it was a good time in the game, and didn't not give us something to work with, but sort of, yeah, just get that goal in the first half just sort of set us up for a decent victory.
And Will's goal as well, a little bit like Bailey Clements there, that was all about work down the left-hand side from Tom Naylor, because he burst with a level of pace that I didn't know he'd got.
Yeah, he's got that. Yeah, to be fair, we're just talking about it. It's obviously it's a great run from him down the left-hand side, and you always know that if you put the ball across the box that Griggy's going to be in the same position. I'm not sure what it come off, but he's claiming it in there.
He was in the same time zone, he claims anything.
Yeah, well, exactly, and you know he's a goal scorer, so you know he's going to be in the right spot. So no, it's a fantastic victory for us, and all the hard work we've done over the course of the season, I think sort of we deserve that tonight.
And, you know, a deserved victory, but against a team who's second in the league on their grass. That's a real, regardless of how you get there, that's a fantastic result.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you come away from home, any team in this league, whether it's second or 22nd, it's always going to be a tough game. And I think we set our stall out to sort of play the way that we did and sort of play on the front foot. And I think sort of the last couple of games, that might have been, we've sort of let ourselves down a little bit in terms of the results and the performances a little bit. And it was just, yeah, it was like I said to you before, it's just good to get back to basics and put in a good performance and get a good result.
And when that 7, I know you're on the touchline, same as us, when the 7 minutes of additional time came up, 2-0 up, was your immediate thoughts to go back to the Barnet game at home when they scored 2 in about 91 and 93 or something?
No, I don't think so. I think obviously we looked in control pretty much. I know they hit the bar in the first half from the header, but apart from that, H didn't really have too much to do, and the boys at the back there did a fantastic job tonight, and I think overall team performance, it was very good. And yeah, obviously, like I said, coming away from home, you never sort of rest on your laurels, even 2-0 up, but it's a great result.
And another clean sheet. Harry Tyre, I don't think he put a fingernail wrong today, did he?
No, he's been fantastic all season for us, and he's commanding, and obviously there's with the long throw coming in and the set pieces that they have, you know you're going to be tested, and he stood up tonight for us, and everyone, I think everyone stood up across the team and the subs that come on, and everyone played their part.
Dorking, plastic again on Saturday, and you know that's going to be a basketball sort of game the way that they play, don't you?
Yeah, we had a fantastic game against them earlier in the season where it's end-to-end and goals and stuff like that, and obviously opening day of the season, so it's another great game for us. We'll go back home tonight and recover and then sort of get ourselves ready for that at 12:30 on Saturday.
And be honest, has anybody mentioned the championship word yet?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Fibber. Michael Jacobs, scorer of the first goal. Thank you very much indeed. So, well, that's great reaction from Michael. I bet they have, but they'll be told you can't say it publicly.
I'm sure. It's very much still the same message, isn't it, from the Spyrites camp? You know, they're still not getting carried away, are they? 23 points clear, just come away to their nearest rival, 23 points behind them now. Barnet 1-2-0, clean sheet, but still no one getting carried away. It's down to earth as they have been all season, and it's been that feet on the ground mentality game by game that has got Chesterfield into the position they're in. So why would they change it now? Why would they get ahead of themselves?
Well, thanks very much, Josh. Thanks to Danny Webb and also Nathan Smith for sticking his head around Michael Jacobs there as well. Don't forget, on Friday at 7 o'clock, it's a weekend warm up with me and Ellie Yates, repeated again at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, so you can pop that on your way down to Dorking, which of course is an early kickoff, 12:30 kickoff. So we'll be on air from 12 o'clock on Saturday. Josh and I will be down at Meadowbank. Looking forward to that game. You can't not look forward to a game against Dorking, can you, really? And thanks very much for listening in big numbers again tonight to see Chesterfield go 23 points clear, win a record equaling 12th away game. And the first thing I'll do when I'm done is I'll check that stat, whether that is 100 goals for the season in all competitions, because I hadn't, inevitably it was coming up, but I hadn't noticed it was there. So thanks for that. So we've got our drive. Well, you're being driven back.
Simon's
driving you back. I've got to drive back, but I'm looking forward to reliving the game in my mind on the way up the M1. So thanks for listening. Friday at 7 o'clock for weekend warm-up, and we're back on air for more football live 12 o'clock on Saturday from Dorking Wanderers. Thanks very much for listening to 1866 Sport Live.